is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Top Islamic State official in Afghanistan, Abu Sayyad, has been killed in a U.S. airstrike. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis called the strike a sign U.S. efforts to counter IS in Afghanistan are going in the right direction. As President Trump returned from attending Bastille Day ceremonies in Paris, there was news of another participant in a meeting with Mr. Trump's son, Donald Jr., members of the Trump presidential campaign, and the team that is, and a Russian lawyer. Russian-American lobbyist Reinat Akhmetshin says he was in the room with the meeting and spoke with AP reporter Desmond Butler.
We reached Mr. Akhmetshin today. He's on holiday in France. We spoke at length about his involvement in the meeting. He told us some interesting things, including the fact that the lawyer was working from a document that was left behind for the Trump people that purportedly had details about illicit money that they thought made its way to the Democratic National Committee.
Donald Trump Jr. said that he had been promised some incriminating information about Mr. Trump's presidential opponent, Hillary Clinton, during the meeting with the Russian lawyer. U.S. State Department says it's reviewing a ruling by a federal judge that may allow thousands more travelers and refugees excluded from the U.S. by a presidential order to obtain travel documents. U.S. High Court allowed part of the Trump travel ban, but expanded acceptance for those with family and business relationships in the U.S. This is VOA News. Iraq's military may be trying to eradicate the Islamic State's remaining forces by simultaneously attacking a terror group on multiple fronts in hopes of taking advantage of infighting and a weakened leadership. A strategy would be a bold one given the casualties Iraqi forces suffered while trying to retake Mosul. U.S. Defense Department estimated IS forces inflicted a 40% casualty rate on Iraq's elite counterterrorism service in the 9 months that it took for them to reclaim the city. And the U.S. commander of the Global Coalition Against IS described the fighting in Mosul as the most extended and brutal he'd witnessed. UN Human Rights Office has condemned the repressive and often deadly tactics employed by Venezuelan government security forces against protesters, peaceful ones. More than Lisa Schlein now from the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations says some 90 people have died and more than 1,500 others injured while protesting the continued rule of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The UN Human Rights Office is concerned that plans by opposition groups to hold a public hearing Sunday on Maduro's intention to rewrite the Constitution could turn violent. Human Rights Office spokeswoman Liz Throssell is urging the government to make sure security personnel do not use excessive force.
We're very concerned that more than 450 civilians have reportedly been brought before military tribunals.
Throssell says civilians accused of a crime or an illegal act should appear before a civilian court, and all those who have been arbitrarily detained should be released. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told American governors that barriers to trade between the two countries are not helping working families. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence introduced Mr. Trudeau.
President Trump recognized that every trade relationship can improve, and as the Prime Minister knows, we're looking forward to bringing NAFTA into the future in a way that will equally benefit both our countries.
And then Prime Minister Trudeau spoke about the U.S.-Canadian relationship.
Canada is the U.S.'s biggest, best customer by far. We're a bigger customer than China by roughly $152 billion, bigger than Japan or the UK. No one else even comes close. In fact, Canada buys more from the U.S. than China, Japan, and the U.K. combined.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau speaking to U.S. governors. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis welcoming you to another edition of Jazz America. And if you weren't lucky enough to attend the 38th edition of the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal, the Montreal Jazz Festival in Quebec in Canada, I'll give you the next best thing. A chance to hear some of the comments of artists who played there and lots of great music. Once again, the world gathered in beautiful Montreal and Quebec in Canada for 11 days of wonderful music at the Montreal Jazz Festival for 2017. From the end of June to the first week of July, 11 straight days of beautiful weather and music in one of the most beautiful places on earth. I'm going to try to give you some of the comments of artists that I had a chance to speak to at the festival and hear them performing live. We'll hear from guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel, vocalist and trumpeter Bria Skonberg. She's from Canada originally. Bill Frizzell, the great guitarist, and John Pizzarelli and Jessica Mulaski, the husband-wife team that performed so beautifully together. And we'll hear music from all those artists and a few others that played in Montreal this year. Let's begin, though, with an international uplifting song from one of the great international artists of jazz history, born on the 16th of July in 1925. So we'll wish a very happy birthday as we remember the late, great Cal Jader. Here is a remixed version by the remix artist Fila Brasilia of his classic Soul Sauce, probably his most famous song, from the Verve Remix 2 album, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. sure is the promise and hope of a great future for jazz if artists like the two young ones that you just heard have anything to say about it. That's Slovakian-born guitarist Andreas Varadi and Canadian-born vocalist Nikki Yanofsky, and Don't Stop the Music from the 2014 release, the debut effort, produced by Quincy Jones, by the way, by young Mr. Andreas Varadi. He's only 19 years old right now, and when he was 13, he became the youngest musician ever to headline at the famous jazz club in London, Ronnie Scott's. And Nikki Yanofsky, the great singer, she is the youngest person ever to perform a special solo show at the Montreal Jazz Festival when she was 14 years old. Hope you enjoyed that. Yes, the young folks carrying on the legacy of jazz into the future. Let's enjoy some conversation I enjoyed with the gentleman who's in his 60s. He's one of the standard bearers for jazz guitar for today and for the future, Bill Frisell, here on VOA's Jazz America as we celebrate the 38th Montreal Jazz Festival. On July the 2nd of 2017, Bill Frisell, the great guitarist, was all set to play at the Montreal Jazz Festival in a duo setting with young bassist Thomas Morgan. I ran into him in the middle of the festival to have this conversation before the performance.
So good to see you.
How are you?
I am so sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to catch you on the street of Montreal and say hello, and I know this is such a wonderful, wonderful place to play, and I thought I'd get some thoughts from you about all the shows you're doing. I'll see you tonight.
Oh, cool. I'm glad you can come. Yeah, I just came. We were just counting the times that I've been here, and it kind of blew my mind. Starting in 1989, I think this is the 20th time I've been here.
Wow.
And I didn't think I was that old, but I guess, I don't know. But I'm looking forward to tonight with Thomas.
Yeah, duos are an interesting aspect of what they put together at this festival. They like to have artists come in and do more than one show quite often, and yeah. I know you've done this
so many times. A bunch of times. Yeah, all kinds of different things. Different combinations of people I've played with, like did a duo with Ambrose and
Akinsure, yeah.
And Lee Konitz one time.
Wow.
I can't even think of all the, you know, and I've played here solo. A lot of, like I'll bring a band and then they'll do different combinations.
And, you know, one thing I like to do is to let people know what it's like from your perspective. How do you come to a festival and put together performances with people that maybe you've never played with before in a short amount of time? It's not an easy thing to do.
Well, but that's kind of what the music is about.
Yes, sir.
Just getting together and being together and having a conversation. That's what the music is, really. Mm. So it's not, in that way, it's not unusual. Although it is, I mean, this has been one of those places where they give you that opportunity to let that happen. So I'm thankful for that.
I guess a lot of us think on the logistical level, and you're speaking about the spiritual, creative level, and that's what I wanted to get from you. And thank you very much, Bill. You always give us that.
No, thank you.
I'll see you tonight.
Great. I'll see you later.
And here's a great example of Bill Frisell in collaboration with other wonderful artists as he plays guitar, Ron Carter plays bass, and Paul Motion plays drums on the song 81 on Jazz America from VOA 1. Here's the music of fusion era band from Canada, local favorites Uzeb, with their song entitled Noisy Nights, sounding as they did at the 38th Montreal Jazz Festival. If you think of the jazz fusion era of the 60s and 70s and the biggest bands, you think of Weather Report, Return to Forever, the Mahavishnu Orchestra, the Brecker Brothers, and others. Well, in Canada, their great fusion-era band was known as UZEB. Or should I say, they are known as UZEB as they reformed to play this year's edition of the Montreal Jazz Festival. We'll return for more highlights of the 38th Festival in just a bit, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received from Gusti Ayu Dewip, and he did not tell me where he was from, so please, next time you write, be sure and tell me where you're listening to Jazz America. I always like to know that. And Gusti wrote to me, "Hi, I want to request a song. Can I? I want to hear Stevie Wonder, Overjoyed. Thank you in advance." Well, I wrote back to Gusti saying, "Well, this is a jazz program, and we do not play pop music per se, but there are certainly many versions of Stevie Wonder classic songs turned into jazz, and I'll be happy to play one for you right now. I have a jazzy version of his great classic, Higher Ground, performed by violinist from Detroit, from her album Motor City Moments, Regina Carter. And here it is to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America." That's a quartet from the New York area, New Jersey to be specific, led by drummer Bruce Jackson from his album Just Left of Center. That's their swingin' version of a modern jazz classic from newly named NEA jazz master Pat Metheny, the song Timeline. And preceding that, we heard a jazzy version of a Stevie Wonder classic from Regina Carter. Russ Davis here, and it's time to return for more conversation backstage at the 38th Montreal Jazz Festival with another of the great artists I had a chance to see there and to talk to. In this case, the wonderful vocalist and trumpeter, Bria Schoenberg from Canada. It is always my great thrill to see an artist as their star is rising. And in the case of Bria Schoenberg, who I'm speaking with right now, the fireworks of her career are going off like crazy. You have become a sensation. It must feel wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm having a great time. I mean, everything is moving really quickly these days, so I'm just surrounding myself with people that I love being around, and it just keeps going.
This performance tonight at L'Astral here in Montreal at the Montreal Jazz Festival, just magnificent. And I know a lot of it was your latest release. And it's just filled with music that is one step in the past and one step stepping off into the future. Is that totally by design?
Yeah, well, I was lucky in that when I started learning how to play jazz, it was all like New Orleans, Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet, the roots of jazz music. So that is just firmly in my being. Strong melodies, great, you know, music that swings and makes you want to move and dance and have a good time. So that's always at the heart. There's a lot of heart in the music that I like to play. And then from there, I stretch, you know. But we all hear so much music these days. I think in our set today, I did something by Cole Porter, and then something by Leonard Cohen, and there was something, a kickback to Bjork, and there was, well, I don't even remember what else happened. And then I did original music, too.
Yes.
So that's always been interesting. As I write more music, I find out what is going on, what I'm influenced by.
In the order of things, it seems obvious that you were a little girl singing. And then at what point came the trumpet? And at what point came composing?
Well, believe it or not, I was a shy kid. I think I loved singing, but didn't have the nerve to do a lot of it openly. Instrumentally, I started on piano. My sister and I both took piano lessons. So by the time I did pick up the trumpet, which was seventh grade band, my dad encouraged me to play. He played back in high school. I said, okay, I knew how to read the notes in rhythm, so that was good. So I believe actually that playing the trumpet and having that experience and being in a community of great kids gave me more confidence to step out and sing in front of other people. And so just through school, I started singing with the local big band and having opportunities through schools. So that'll to say, the singing did happen first, but the trumpet was more of my performance instrument. And I got my degree in jazz trumpet performance, kind of minoring in vocals.
Well, that answers a lot of questions. you really worked hard.
All right, okay, you win, I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win, baby, what can I do? I'll do anything to say, just got to be that way. Well, all right, okay, you win, I'm in love with you.
Well, all right.
showing her versatility as a vocalist and a trumpeter. That is Bria Schoenberg sounding as she did at the 38th Montreal Jazz Festival with a combination of the classic All Right, Okay, You Win, I'm in Love with You and Soul Bossa Nova. Here's some music from a son of Montreal. You can't go anywhere and not see a picture of or hear music by the great Oscar Peterson. And the wonderful pianist was celebrated on October the 1st, 1996, in New York City's Town Hall with a special night simply titled A Tribute to Oscar Peterson. It included Oscar on piano, along with Ray Brown, Herb Ellis, Benny Green, Roy Hargrove, Shirley Horn, Milt Jackson, the Manhattan Transfer, Clark Terry, Stanley Turrentine, and others. Here's Bags Groove with Oscar Peterson on piano on Jazz America from VOA 1. recorded live in New York. Bags Groove with Oscar Peterson, Milt Jackson on the vibes, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. More from Montreal coming up next hour.